Secret Symbols of the Rosicrucians, an exact reproduction of the original, but with the German text and terms literally translated. Preface by H. Spencer Lewis, FRC, PhD. The increasing interest in all things Rosicrucian shown by a large portion of the public in the Western world has brought to light in the past 25 years hundreds of rare publications of a Rosicrucian nature. Within the past 3 years, the search for more of the original copies of known and unknown works on this subject has unearthed some very rare, important books and manuscripts, in which indisputable facts and unquestionable evidence create a new and admirable story of the ancient and modern Rosicrucians. However, the old book by the unknown frauder, revealing, yet concealing, the hermetic, alchemical, and spiritual meaning of the unique Rosicrucian symbols and philosophical principles, will always remain one of the cherished possessions of the sincere student. Several reprints of this book, made by lovers of its designs and text, and admirers of its sacred revelations, have become jewels in the libraries of collectors. Naturally, the Rosicrucians of the Occident rejoice in this newest reprint, made with such tender consideration for the original text and subtle illustrations which contain so many secrets in little elements of word or line, that only a limited edition of this reprint is provided for, is in keeping with the ancient spirit of the Brotherhood. This assures another long period of the preservation of this book in the archives of newer centers of activity, without detracting from its essential privacy. I have been happy to check its text and observe the preservation of the coded principles and terms. The sincere student would do well to analyze with care each idea or ideograph presented in word, phrase, line, or color. In the years 1785 to 1788, when the symbols and principles contained herein were in use to such an extent that the first edition of this book was warranted, the thoughts of man were being directed in channels quite new. The uniqueness of the text was, therefore, startling. But today, the world needs these surprising truths to an equal degree. I have seen two of the original copies in German text, so thumb-worn as to proclaim the useful service they have rendered for many years. Their old, yellowed, and faded condition spoke eloquently of the passing of time, but from each page came the voice of eternal truth. I cannot recommend too strongly that each frater and soror of the advanced esoteric grades of the fraternity see to it that one copy of this rare old work be placed in the archives of each lodge or chapter of the Rosy Cross for future reference by the followers who from year to year cross the threshold. And in behalf of many thousands of neophytes and adepts whom I represent, I wish to thank the publisher for his vision and altruism in undertaking such a tedious and costly task, and in making such a timely contribution to the bibliography and literature of true Rosicrucianism. In the bonds of the Order, H. Spencer Lewis, Imperator for North and South America, San Jose, California, November 15th, 1935.